Page 14. Measure number 24-327, Sublimity Fire District. Sublimity Fire District General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question. Shall the district be authorized to issue general obligation bonds in the amount not exceeding $950,000? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary. If approved, this measure authorizes the district to issue up to $950,000 of general obligation bonds to finance capital costs, including the following: the acquisition of fire apparatus, equipment to outfit fire apparatus, and the payment of bond issuance costs. The bonds may be issued in more than one series, and each series will mature in 14 years or less from its issuance date. The estimated average annual cost of the bonds would be an increase of approximately 9 cents per $1,000 of assessed value after the district's currently outstanding general obligation bonds mature in 2018. The estimated average annual costs of the bonds would continue at approximately 39 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. The owner of a home with an assessed value of $200,000 is estimated to pay an additional $18 a year over current rates. Measure number 24-327, Sublimity Fire District Explanatory Statement. On May 15, 2012, the Sublimity Fire District is submitting a measure seeking authorization to issue general obligation bonds to purchase and outfit fire apparatus. The total amount will not exceed $950,000. The district has estimated the amount to be raised each year will increase your taxes by approximately 9 cents per $1,000 assessed valuation. Currently, residents are paying approximately 30 cents per $1,000 assessed valuation for a 20-year bond measure that was approved in 1998. This proposed bond measure will increase the total cost of the taxpayer to approximately 39 cents per $1,000 assessed valuation. When the 1998 bond measure matures or expires in 2018, the approximate 39 cents per $1,000 assessed valuation would continue until 2026, when the proposed bond measure would mature or expire. National standards recommend fire engines be replaced after 20 years of service. The fire district has three structural fire engines. Two are at the main station, and one is at the Drift Creek substation. The engine to be replaced at the main station will be 20 years old in 2013, and the engine at the Drift Creek station is currently 30 years old. Due to the age of our apparatus, the district has also seen an increasing trend in maintenance costs associated with keeping older fire apparatus functional. This proposed bond measure will replace these two pieces of apparatus. It will also provide funding to purchase associated equipment for proper outfitting of the new apparatus. The new apparatus will be compliant with current national standards and are expected to be serviceable for 20 years. Submitted by Tom Etzel, President, Sublimity Fire District Board of Directors. No arguments were submitted in support or in opposition to Measure 24-327.